Joining us for his weekly visit is Patriot linebacker Mike Vrabel. Hi, Mike. How you doing?
Peter, how are you?
Doing well for Friday. Beautiful day. Couldn't be better. How about yourself?
How's the update on the Ryder Cup look?
Jossie's watching it. I think we're doing.
I am not. I'm paying attention to what's going on here.
Let's see. Garcia is two down to Jimenez. Is that right now?
Yes.
Yeah. But I think we're doing all right, right? I think the Americans won the morning session for the first time in a while.
Oh, cool.
They're doing all right. So how are things looking for this week, and how are you feeling about the Miami Dolphins without Taylor and now Thomas? The defense not what it used to be, but they still have Chad Pennington. You're very familiar with him. So how do you think this game is? How do you think you guys match up with them this week?
Well, I mean, I think, like you said, they don't have the names. Some of the names that, you know, a lot of people remember over the last 10 or 11 years, but certainly. You know, they got a lot of young talent, and looking at the film last week, just big plays hurt them, which, you know, Arizona can strike at any time. And, big plays really hurt them just as they would hurt any defense. So it's going to be important for us to come out and really try to match up, prevent them from converting on third down. Things we talk about every week, you know, they got two great backs, two backs that anybody, you know, would love to have. So it'll be important for us to, you know which backs in the game, understand that their offensive, you know, their head coach is an offensive line coach. So it's probably by nature going to want to run the ball, you know, more than throw it. So we'll just got to be patient and, you know, get after the quarterback when they're forced to throw.
Mike, you mentioned it, them not having all these names that we're familiar with. They have 28 new guys on their roster. Can you approach this game and get insight from some other places these guys played, or just individual matchups? Does that make it a little more difficult during film study during the week?
I think for me, I'm pretty familiar with the guys that I'm going to be going against.
Mm-hmm.
With Carey, Fasano we saw in Dallas last year. Martin, the other tight end, was in Miami. The fullbacks knew, but. You know, you can kind of get enough of some preseason work from some guys in some other games. So I'm sure everybody has their own style or what they're trying to look at and what they view as far as film study goes.
Mike, how's the top pick, Jake Long, look? Is he as tough as they say he is? The big tackle?
Well, I mean, he's got everything, all the tools that you'd want in a first-round pick, I mean, or the first pick overall. I mean, first of all, he's big and he's athletic. You know, he kind of looks similar to, you know, I'd say Tony Boselli. When I remember, you know, being a younger player and Tony Boselli was in his first couple years at the NFL. But he's got good feet. Does a nice job blocking down on guys when he's got to come down. And does a good job of getting in pass protection and using his hands. And, you know, they threw him right in there. So he's done a nice job for him.
That's high praise compared to what you saw in Boselli. He was one of the earlier ones.
I'm not in the comparison there.
No,
but I'm talking about
skills.
You know, that same size and
sure.
You know, arms that, you know, are down past the knee. Just, you know,
look
at him and say, well, there's a left tackle. You know, I guess he looks like a left tackle.
You can see why he was the number one pick overall.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, when you look at a team like this and they're 0-2 and haven't really, I mean, they were competitive in the Jets game. What has this team been doing right? What have the Dolphins been doing right?
Well, they run the ball. I mean, we've seen them run the ball against a lot of teams. And last week, you know, I think they kind of got away from it a little bit because, you know, the score, you know, you're down a few touchdowns. It's tough to run the ball as much as you'd like. Chad's doing what he normally does. Regardless of whether he's in a Jets uniform or a Dolphins uniform, spreading the ball around, getting into the guys that are open, he's making quick, smart decisions with it. So it's going to be important for us to be tight with our coverage and also, you know, try to get some rush on them.
You know, talk about contrasted styles. Last week you go up against the gunslinger and Brett Favre, and this week, you know, Chad Pennington, more short, precise, precision passing. But you're, as you said, I mean, you've gone up against him, you know, a few times in your career, and pretty much you've had his number. He's had some decent games against a couple times, but for the most part, the Patriots have had his number. What's the best way to attack Chad Pennington?
Well, I think you got to get into the middle of the pocket. You got to force him to move around because he is extremely accurate, and part of that accuracy and being smart with, where he's going with the football. And, you know, it's tough to be accurate when you're trying to jam it in there 18 yards deep. And so a lot of times he's just going to take what the defense gives you.
Mike, when he was with the Jets talking about Pennington, he did a pretty good job running that controlled, you know, slowed down, no huddle type offense. Do you guys anticipate that a little bit? Because it limits you as far as, you know, you guys can't switch the defensive lineups that much.
Well, you know, it's something you always got to be alert for. And he was very comfortable running it with the Jets, and we saw it. You always got to be alert for it. That's something that we talk about all the time, regardless. But more importantly this week with Chad, because Chad has shown success in it. And so sometimes you do what, you know, some teams and quarterbacks says, man, this really makes me comfortable. I really, really like this. Coaches sometimes have a tendency to run plays that quarterback like.
Any talk in the locker room this week about Joey Porter's comments?
No. I mean,
you're used to it.
If Joey didn't talk, we'd probably make more reference to it if he didn't say anything.
Right, right. Good point.
Well, at least if he beat you guys at least once between Pittsburgh and Miami after he makes these stupid statements, you know, that's the funny part.
Tell Pete.
You know, I know Joey. I've played with him in Pittsburgh, and I understand his personality, his passion for the game, and that's just him, and that's what he tries to bring to the team that he's on.
Well, this Dolphin team, Mike, as you know, very 28 new players on the roster from last season. I think one of the more intriguing matchups is going to be Seymour on Jake Long, and that front three the Patriots have. But how is putting pressure for them, how much easier is that going to make it for you guys?
Well, I mean, I think that
the linebacking core. I mean,
well, regardless of the matchups or anything, you got to play one-on-one matchups and go out there and win one-on-one the most times that you can. And whether that's with running backs or with tight ends or tackles or whatever it is, you know, the guys that we're going against, you know, we got to beat more times than they beat us. So that's always important every week. Every week we go out there, you know, we're not going to, you know, we don't do a whole bunch of scheming to try to get, you know, this guy free or that guy free. I mean, there comes a time where you got to just beat the guy that's in front of you or across from you and go make a play.
Mike, I know it's early in the year. You've only been through two games, but you guys have had some key goal line stands of that defensive unit. How big is that this early in the year, and how do you build off it as you get close to, you know, cranking things up here within the division?
Well, I think it builds confidence. I think that confidence goes a long way in all sports. You know, having confidence in what you're doing individually and then also collectively as a unit, you have confidence in the other guys that are going to make a play. We ran some great calls down there. And then, Richard stepping up and just making a huge play down there in the goal line. So that builds a lot of confidence that we have confidence to call different things down at the goal line. And then also confidence in guys that are going to make plays.
One stat on the Patriots defense, at least I know it's early, first couple of games, but third down conversion rate against the defense has been right about 50%. Was that stressed this week in practice? Is that any cause for concern?
Well,
there?
it's always stressed, and it's something that we got to get better at because, you know, every time you give up a conversion, it's another opportunity for the offense to get a new set of downs, and so it's something that, you know, I think everybody, that third down conversion is something that that everybody, every all 11 guys out there have to take to heart. So the guys rushing got to rush better, the guys covering got to cover better, and that's basically the essence of it.
On the other hand, Miami's third down conversion rate is pretty pathetic so far. Anyway, it's 6 for 25. I saw that stat yesterday too. That's probably the reason why they haven't scored much.
Absolutely, and I think that. You look at the more chances you get, the better off you're going to be. And, you know, so if you're down in the red zone, the more times you get down there, the more opportunities you have to score touchdowns. And the less times we let them get down there, you know, make them force them to kick, you know, long field goals. You know, it's a young kicker. You know, they got two new kickers down there. So just try to play smart and aggressive on third down and also play good in the red zone.
Now, like I know it's, again, early in the season, but can you see a little bit of a, say, learning curve or growth curve out of Matt Castle in the last few weeks?
Well, I mean, Matt's, it's nice to have a backup quarterback you know, that can come in and show some leadership and also have a great grasp of the offense. And I think that, you know, where Matt's, you know, really, really trying to prove himself in that leadership role. I mean, it's vital that that your quarterback, you know, go out there and be a leader and show everybody that he's going to do his job and expects everybody else to do the same.
Has he changed on a daily basis, Mike? I mean, I know he's one of the, you know, jokesters within the locker room. Is he a little more serious now, trying to juggle all his responsibilities?
Well, you know, I think the key thing to remember is that you know, everybody came from different places, and everybody has different personalities, and everybody has different styles of play, and that's what got you here. So you really can't lose sight of what got you here and the personality that what you play by and what you do on a daily basis. So I think it's important for everyone to be, you know, who they are and let that personality, you know, come out. I mean, I wouldn't want guys to change if they were playing 10 snaps a game or they were playing 60 snaps.
Hey, for Ohio State, should they start Terrell Pryor or do you go with the Beckman kid?
Oh,
and what the heck happened against USC?
That was ugly. That was ugly, Mike.
You know, that Chad Beckman is like 26 years old. He's a nice kid. I know him. I mean, he's from the same small town as Ohio that produced Bob Huang. And it's I think it's time to look at Ohio State's version of Vince Young because I think this is the kid we're going to have for the next couple years. And I think we ought to let him loose on Troy this weekend.
That's right. You're going to lose the red shirt here. I mean, he's playing. Might as well play the kid.
Yeah, Richard's gone.
Yep. Throw him to the wolves.
All right, Mike. Well, best
of luck. Let him run around out there and make some plays.
Go make a play.
Mike, best of luck this week against Miami, and we'll speak to you next week.
Okay, guys. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Keep
to
it
you.
Rolling.
Thanks a lot. Patriots linebacker Mike Vrabel is joining us here on The Big Show.